Hey guys, today I'll be talking about Ugandan music.
Traditional Ugandan music dates back to pre-colonial times, and has been passed down orally from generation to generation, as is the case for most African music. Throughout its history, Western explorers have documented this music in writing and Western notation. This eventually led to the people of Uganda and the people of Africa in general to feel that their culture and livelihoods are being misrepresented by the manipulation of their traditional styles of music. The traditional music of Uganda has unique qualities in separate parts of Uganda, such as North, South, East, West, and Central Uganda. Within those regions, individual ethnic groups have their own variations to the traditional music. It is said that Ugandan music has a message for its audience. One example of this is a songwriter and musician named Bobby Wine. Bobby Wine was born in 1982 and grew up in the slums of Uganda. He was part of a large family with 9 other siblings. Bobby Wine had to constantly move schools since he was poor for most of his childhood and could not afford the fees for these schools. With his lack of money, he needed to be innovative and decided to perform in many private concerts for his schoolmates and charge them for less than half a dollar to make some cash. Despite these performances, he still wasn't making enough money to record and spread his talents. After saving up for years, some of his first recordings didn't go so well, getting him no success. He then had to work even more hard, taking on more jobs than he usually would. His first successful song, Akagoma, came along recently, which gave him a jumpstart in his career. He believes his music tells a message, and this message is for the poor people of Uganda, who Bobby Wine was once part of. Bobby Wine wants to one day become a Michael Jackson and entertain audiences around the world. His story shows us that Uganda is a place where even the least fortunate can make a successful career from music. Let's analyze a modern take on traditional Ugandan music, a song called Let All Religions Come Together by the Akuseka Takua Congo Group. Listen to the following track. Feel free to skip ahead if you need to, but there might be some parts that are important to listen to that you might miss. The song seems to be in the key of A major. As you might have been able to tell, the percussion is extremely layered and complex. A lot of the instruments use syncopation, such as swinging eighth notes and triplets. These rhythms are being played by what seems like shakers and skin drums, respectively. Then other instruments start to make themselves more noticeable. Minor percussion instruments, such as wood blocks, tend to add more complex rhythms, which aren't played throughout the entire song. They're more of a way to add variation. The next most important element of the song is the vocals. The reason the vocals are so interesting is because throughout almost the entire song, there is just one man singing a very simple melody. The melody is basically within one octave, showing no emphasis on how it sounds to our ears. What is really being emphasized is the message and the lyrics of the song, which is, as the name of the song suggests, to bring all religions together and to come to an understanding peace. Another standout element is the harmony and what appears to be either a counter melody or motif. The harmony is played by some sort of xylophone, most likely a madinda, a Ugandan version of the xylophone that is made of wood. Then there is something similar to, or just is, a violin playing the constant counter melody. The notes that are being played sound like arpeggios, so it could be argued that this part is also the harmony. The overall structure is something that most wouldn't be used to in Western cultures. Instead of distinct parts that are separated, like the verse and chorus for example, the entire song is one large build-up, with an exception of the introduction, with extra vocals backing up the main singer. Putting all this together, there are a number of consistencies and parallels. Let all religions come together does tell a message, one that is of peace, while Bobby Wine's Akagoma is one of success. The buildup of Let All Religions Come Together is similar to Bobby Wine's life story, of how he rose from the very bottom to fame and fortune. Why do I find the vagina? Now you go see the moisture.